Hey guys, what's up? It's Raven. Fun fact, there are an estimated 10,000 different distinct religions worldwide. But on another note, today we are going to be talking about my thoughts on religion, my spiritual beliefs, my spiritual journey, if you will, just kind of sharing a bit of personal information about myself. I want to start off this episode by saying that no part of this episode is going to be trying to convince you, the listener, of anything. This is literally just me telling you some fun facts about myself in case you're interested and in case you want to know this information about me. This is not me trying to sway you or trying to tell you that you're wrong and I'm right. This is just, hey, this is who I am. This is why I am the way I am. And if you wanted to know this information about me, here it is. I do get this question a lot as far as people just asking me what my religious or spiritual beliefs really are, what I believe in, what I don't believe in, and just kind of all the details as far as religion and spirituality. So I thought I would do a whole episode just answering those questions for you guys. And like I said, this is really going to be more so like a story time explanation type situation. I'm not going to be trying to like break out facts and, you know, sources and articles. And this is why, you know, it's not going to be like that. And I totally understand if some people just really don't care, like, because it really shouldn't matter in a lot of ways. Like, why does it matter so much what somebody else is religious or spiritual beliefs are, as long as they're not hurting anyone else or like doing anything evil when it comes to their beliefs. You know, if you know they're a good person and you like them, I don't feel like it should matter so much. And part of me doesn't really understand why people care so much, but part of me does understand just from a curiosity standpoint. And I have no problem talking about these things and sharing, you know, this personal information about myself. It's not a secret. It's not something I'm ashamed of. It's not something I'm like worried about. You know, I do know, I am very aware that there are going to be people who listen to this podcast or watch the video version, which, by the way, if you're watching the video version, I am 100% doing this in my pajamas and bathrobe and no makeup. So coming to you live and crusty and comfortable, because, you know, we just being real. We just sitting down having a real conversation. That's all this is going to be. So I thought, why not just be comfy? I do not feel like getting all glammed up to come on here and talk about religion. But just so that we're kind of on the same page, I wanted to start off with some sort of frame of reference of like, okay, so what do I even mean when I say the word religion versus spirituality versus, like, there's a lot of like, I don't know, differing opinions on what even constitutes a religion, like being religious versus being spiritual. There's even differing opinions on what makes you or what classifies you as being a part of a certain religion. So I looked up the definition of like religion, like what is the actual definition? And it says religion is a social cultural system of designated behaviors and practices, morals, beliefs, worldviews, texts, sanctified places, prophecies, ethics, or organizations that relate to humanity, supernatural, transcendental, I can't even say that word, and spiritual elements. However, there is no scholarly consensus over what precisely constitutes a religion. So, long story short, they're basically saying in the definition that a religion could include all these different 10 different things, but also we don't really even know what it is because we can't really agree on what the definition really is. So it could be a lot of different things. And like I said, in today's fun fact, there are apparently over 10,000 different religions in the world. Of course, there are kind of your top 5, top 10 that people always think of because they're the most popular, Christianity being the most popular worldwide religion. I looked up the numbers on it and it says as of 2020, there are 2.3 billion people who practice Christianity. So that makes up about 31% of the world population. And that's the most popular religion. After that, you have Islam, and they are about 25%. And then after that, you actually have non-religious people who make up like 15%. And then there's like a whole bunch after that that make up the rest of the percentage. But the most popular religions are Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, or some form of folk religion, which I'm not sure what all goes into that category technically. But I think we all know that the most popular religion is Christianity. That has been true in my personal experience, just with my upbringing, my where I live, the fact that I am an American, you know what I mean? The fact that I'm a Texan, the fact that I am a Black American. I think all that plays into the fact that as I grew up all around me, most people around me, if they were religious, they were Christian. Of course, I did know people who were not Christian, but most people were Christian. And so I guess I kind of just wanted to start off this episode with kind of a story time, kind of basically a glimpse into my childhood and my first encounters with religion or spirituality. Like, where did it all begin for me? What are my earliest memories when it comes to this topic? So for me, my earliest memories go back to elementary school. So fun fact about me, I went to private school for elementary all the way through middle school. I went to the same small private school. Then I switched over to public school for high school. But my private school was a non-denominational, I don't even know what you would technically title it, because the way that they did things, they celebrated all cultures and all religions. But it wasn't like, oh, we just don't talk about religion here. Like, we're not a religious school. We just kind of don't go into that. It was more like, yes, we do go into that, but we just cover all the religions and all the cultures of all the kids who go here. And we try to, like, it was almost like they were trying to give everybody their equal shine and trying to educate the kids about everything from more of a worldwide view versus it just being like, you know, if it was a Christian school, then obviously they would teach a Christian curriculum, basically. But it was like, I don't know, it was a very interesting setup the way that my private school was. And it was a very small school. And obviously, when you're in elementary school, middle school, there's only so much that they can cover. So it wasn't like we were just learning the ins and outs of every single religion in the, like, it wasn't like that. It was just like when the holidays came around, they tried to cover like all the different holidays. If you were Christian, if you were Jewish, if you know, we talked about Christmas and we talked about Hanukkah. We talked, you know what I mean? And we celebrated it. I remember doing arts and crafts and, like, I don't know. I think maybe that's not so weird for elementary schools to, you know, when the holidays roll around, we're doing an arts and crafts project, making a menorah and talking about the story. Like, maybe that's not weird, but I do also feel like a lot of people may not have had that at their school. Like, it either they didn't talk about religion and religious holidays and things like that at all, or it was focused on one and it was your religion. But for me, I was exposed to, you know, different cultures and different religions from a young age because of the way that my school was. And because my school was actually decently diverse, I won't say it was like the most diverse school in the whole wide world. Like, I think it was still, I think technically it was still majority white people, but it was diverse. Like, I was introduced to people of all different ethnic and cultural and religious backgrounds from a young age. I actually had people of different backgrounds around me from a young age. And that's another thing that I don't think everyone gets to experience as a child. So in a way, I think my childhood was a little bit unique in that way. And that's where my first memories of even thinking about or knowing about religion came from, is from school. And I remember from a very young age knowing that, like, you know, the different families around me had their religion that they practiced, and, you know, knowing kids who were religious and who went to church, you know, a Catholic, you know, I had a, actually my best friend at the time was Catholic, their family very Catholic, going to mass every Saturday. If I went to go spend the night at her house, I would be going to mass with them, because it's like, we're not skipping mass. You're coming with us. You're participating. So I participated in different religions through being friends with different people. And I, you know, learned that, like, okay, so people have their different religions that they practice. And I remember at a very young age just being confused as to, like, how I could be surrounded by all these different people who were great and amazing and good people. They all were good people. They all were nice people. They all were my friends. They all were my classmates. But they had such differing beliefs, and, like, it just confused me how you could, like, say that the other person was wrong, basically. Like, how are we all in the same school, in the same world? We're all good people. We're all smart people. We're all, like, equal. But yet when it comes to religion, we're not equal, because there's, like, disagreements there. And it's like, you're wrong. I'm right. This is how you're supposed to do things. This is what you're supposed to believe in. No, I'm blank religion, so this is what you're supposed to believe in. And, like, seeing the, you know what I mean? Like, being in the middle of that as a kid, like, actually being surrounded by, you know, I had a Jewish friend, I had a Catholic friend, I had a Christian friend, I had a Muslim friend, actually being surrounded by that and seeing that was really confusing, like, for me as a child. And it just made me think, like, how do you know? Like, I remember the first thought I had was, like, how do you know that you're right? How do you know that your religion is the right one? Why is your religion the correct one? Why is this other person wrong? You know what I mean? Why is the Jewish person wrong in what they believe? Why don't you believe what they believe? Why? Y'all believe different things. There's some things that y'all agree on, but there's some things that y'all disagree on. Why do you disagree? And how do you know that your answer and your stance on it is the correct stance? Where are you getting that, like, proof from, I guess? Because any proof that you say you have, the other person is going to say, well, I have this proof, and I have. So it's like, I don't see any clear winners. That was, like, my whole thing. I don't see any clear, quote unquote, winners when it comes to, if you want to look at it as, it's not a competition, obviously, but just to make a metaphor, if it was a competition and everybody's fighting to prove their beliefs and everybody's trying to show their proof and show their faith and tell their story, they all sound really compelling to me. They all sound equally compelling and equally believable and equally, like, they sound equal. So it was really confusing. Like, how do you pick one? I remember thinking that as a kid, like, how do people pick a religion if there's, like, all these different ways of thinking and all these different options? How do people pick? And I just started to pick up on the ethnic connection, like the fact that a lot of a certain ethnicity would be a certain religion, for, you know, the cultural connection. And I just kind of thought, okay, if you're a certain ethnicity, or if you come from a certain culture, then that's why you have a certain religion. And I guess people just don't really tend to stray away from that too much. I don't know. I just remember being really confused. And it from then on, I just was like, so what about me? Because the other thing was that I did not grow up in a strict religious household at all. I grew up being exposed to Christianity, learning about Christianity. My parents were, I don't know, and this podcast is not about my parents and their beliefs, and it's not my place to speak on what they believe and things like that. But my parents, what I can say is that my parents were both raised in Christian families, and, you know, kind of, you think of your traditional Black Baptist Southern family. My parents were both kind of raised like that, I think it's safe to say. And so they both were exposed to that, and that's kind of what they both knew. I think as they became adults, they kind of formed their own thoughts and feelings about it, and formed their own relationship with Christianity, formed their own relationship with God and how they believe and things like that. And so by the time I was born and when I was a kid, it wasn't like we're going to church every Sunday. It was not like that at all. We did not go to church every Sunday. It was more like, So this is Christianity. These are the stories of the Bible. These are the main points. These are the main beliefs. And we do celebrate Easter and Christmas, and we talk about the stories behind it. And we might go to church on Easter and on Christmas and things like that. And just every once in a while. So it was like I was very familiar with Christian faith, very familiar, had a bunch of Christian people around me, a bunch of Christian family members. But it just wasn't like it wasn't taught in a very strict or very, I don't want to say forceful, but it just wasn't pressed on me. It wasn't like, Raven, we are your parents. And so, you know, you're a Christian, right? And so this is what we do as Christians. It wasn't like Christian teachings being taught in my household necessarily. Sort of, you could say sort of kind of there were, but just not like by the, you know, we're not doing Bible study. You know what I mean? Just hopefully that makes sense. But, you know, I have like my grandma who was more, you know, involved in the church, did go to church every single Sunday, was more of that type of traditional, you know, Christian in that sense. And so when I would spend time with her, because a lot of times in my childhood, I would like spend summers, me and my siblings and my cousins would spend summers with my grandma. So I remember whenever I was with her, we knew when you're with grandmother, you're going to church. Make sure you pack your church clothes because she's going to be taking you to church. She's going to be having you go to vacation Bible school in the summer. She's going to be having you participate in all the church functions, all the extra outside things. She's going to have you, you know, try and be on the on the praise dance team, like full everything. Like she's like, if you got y'all going to be with me, this is what y'all going to be doing. And you know, no shade to my grandma, no ill intention there at all. But that part of my childhood also turned me away from quote unquote organized traditional religion. And again, I'm kind of thinking of religion as being separate from being spiritual, and we'll get into that later. But being forced to go to church as a child, being forced to be a part of these groups where I didn't feel comfortable, being forced to go on stage and do things that I didn't feel comfortable doing, being forced to study these things that I just didn't understand. And then when I would ask questions, I would like get in trouble for asking questions or not really get it. It just was very forced, very like, I don't want to do this. I am not enjoying this. I'm not understanding this. I already, you know, from a young age had some questions and some concerns about this whole thing, but I'm being forced to do it. And if I ask why, it's just because I said so type of thing. It was not an opportunity for me to build my own relationship with the faith, with the teachings, with God, with Jesus. It wasn't a here, go make your own connection with this thing. It was, you better get up and come on now. Like that was the sentiment behind it. And so, you know, it made me have an aversion to it. It made me be like, okay, now, like, hold on. I don't really want to do this. This doesn't really feel right in my heart. I have a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, and they're not being heard. And that made me feel some type of way as a child, definitely. But then when I would go home back with my parents, it was the complete opposite. It was like, okay, we don't have to go to church. Like, if you want to go like with your friends, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Like, it was not forced at all. And so at home, I felt like more freedom to just kind of be curious and just kind of educate myself and just kind of ease myself into anything if I wanted to. As I got older, as I got old enough to actually understand certain things, because I think too, there's like a certain blockage that you have as a young child, because as a young child, you know, as an elementary school kid, there's only so much that you can every kid is different, but you know, to a certain extent, there's only so much that you can really even comprehend at such a young age when you're talking about these huge complicated subjects. You know, how was the earth created, and where do you go after you die, and what is the meaning of life? And like, these are huge, heavy subjects. And so to expect an elementary school child to really know how they feel about those things is a little bit much. You know, it takes time. You have to grow and mature. And as you get older, you start forming your own thoughts and opinions. You start being able to actually understand what you're reading in the first place and take things in and have critical thinking skills. So as I got to that age, you know, more middle school, especially high school age, and I had the critical thinking skills to think about these things for myself and research these things for myself, that's when I was like, not really spending summers with my grandma anymore, because that was something we did more when I was younger. But when I was like high school age, I wasn't really doing that anymore. So I wasn't being forced to do anything church related as a teenager, really. Every once in a while, if I was with my grandma or there was a certain thing, like sometimes there might be a moment. But for the most part, I had the freedom to do what I wanted to do when it came to religion and spirituality. And if there was something I didn't want to do, I didn't have to. So, like I said, I kind of was able to just kind of pay attention to the world around me, learn from all these different people around me, listen to different people around me who come from different religious backgrounds, read things for myself, look up things for myself, you know, Google things. Okay, one thing I do remember is transitioning from middle school to high school. The middle school, like I said, that I was going to was kind of like this weird non-denominational, not really Christian, not really Catholic, not really anything type of school. But a lot of the kids from that middle school did all go on to like one of two actual like Catholic schools that was like specifically a Catholic school or specifically a Christian school. And so I remember I really wanted to go to that school because that's where all my friends were going. But then I felt weird about it because I'm like, well, I don't know about going to a Catholic school now because I don't think I'm Catholic. I don't think I want to be, you know, having to focus on those teachings and having that be, you know, built into my curriculum and my everyday life at school. Like, it's been cool being at this school where we kind of just talk about and celebrate everything. I like learning about all these different cultures and religions. But if I go to this Catholic high school, that's going to be, you know, you going to a Catholic high school. And that's kind of a big, I was scared, basically. And so I was like, I want to go to this school because my friends are going there, but I also don't want to go to this school because it's a Catholic school. And I don't know how I feel about that. But then I ended up, that was never an option. I found out that was never an option, period, because my parents were like, you're not going to private high school. We've been paying for private school this whole time. You are not going to private high school. You are not going to any of those private religious schools. You're going to the regular public school in our neighborhood. And I was like, oh, okay, well, and that was a whole different problem in and of itself. And I had to do a different podcast episode about my struggles, you know, coming into high school. But yeah, since I did go to, you know, public high school, it wasn't, my public high school was not as diverse as like the other school. It was mostly like the majority, I would say it's safe to say the majority of the people at my high school were white. Number one, there were black people, there were Hispanic people, there were others, but it was still majority white, and majority of the white people there were Christian. I think it's safe to say that. And so when I would hear people or meet people, they were all talking about Young Life. Is it called Young Life? I remember in high school, Young Life was like a big thing. Everybody would talk about Young Life. Everybody would talk about, you know, they're going to church together. They're going to Bible study together. They're going to church related functions together. It was a social thing. Being a part of the same church, being a part of the same faith, the same religion was very much so a social thing once I got to high school. And I felt a little weird at first because, you know, I'm trying to make new friends. I'm trying to meet people. And some of the first people that I met were kind of into that stuff. And I was like, well, okay, maybe I should like give it a chance. Like this whole time I've kind of just been questioning, confused, concerned, not really making any decisions, not saying I believe this or I believe that, but just like, I'm just really not sure. I'm just really, really not sure because I have a lot of questions and a lot of confusion. And so I'm just going to kind of, I felt like I was on the outside. If religion was a place, I felt like I was outside of the fence looking in, just being like, okay, am I going to go inside? Am I going to go through that gate? Or like, oh, which gate am I going to go into? Like, that's how I felt. And then coming into high school, and like I said, like everybody was Christian. Everybody was going to church together, going to Bible. I was just kind of like, I did feel weird. I felt like, is there something wrong with me? Like, it made me feel abnormal. It definitely made me feel abnormal. It made me feel like the odd one out. It made me feel like I was doing something wrong. It made me feel like isolated and, you know, not included, isolated. It was weird. And then I ended up meeting a group of friends who weren't necessarily very religious themselves. So that kind of stopped being an issue within our friend group. It wasn't like, oh, they're all going to church without me. They just kind of weren't really going to church usually. So it wasn't really a problem. And so I went a long time because of that, because I had kind of found my people who didn't really talk about that stuff. And that wasn't really a factor. I went a long time. Like, I feel like I kind of went all throughout high school just not really caring about religion anymore, not really thinking about it. Like, I'm just not, like, I guess the technical term for that would be like agnostic, I guess, would be the best label that I could put on it for how I was in high school. Just basically, like, it's not like I don't believe in this. And, you know, so I'm not like an atheist. It's just, I don't know. And I'm just not really thinking about it. And I just don't really care. As crazy as that may sound to some people, it stopped bothering me altogether. When I found my group of people and I stopped feeling like, you know, people stopped asking me about it too. Cause if you're in a certain crowd of people, they're going to ask you, oh, so what church do you go to? And what, oh, so you're not a Christian? Oh, and they kind of like poke at you about it. But with this group of people that I found, they were not poking at me. It wasn't a factor. I was comfortable. I felt safe and comfortable. And I felt like it didn't matter what my religious beliefs were. And so I stopped talking about it, stopped caring about it, stopped thinking about it. I was able to live my daily life just fine without ever thinking about God, Jesus, religion, Christianity versus being Jewish versus being, I just was not thinking about that stuff. The only time that it would really ever bother me or come up would be online, because I did kind of start to gain a little bit of a social media following in high school. That was back in the Tumblr days. And I would get questions online from strangers online. Like I said, there's certain people who are going to ask you about that and poke at you about it. And so I wasn't really having that in person anymore, but I was experiencing that online. And I would just kind of tell people like, oh, I'm agnostic, or whatever I would say. And I think I went through a couple of different phases of having a couple of different explanations for it, because I was kind of still, it's hard to explain, you know what I mean? Especially as like a teenager, like, I don't know, like, y'all ask me these questions, I don't really know how to explain this to you. So I probably went through a couple of different explanations that I would give people. But all in all, the basic point of it all was like, I'm just not religious, and I just don't. It's just not a part of my life. That section, if you look at your life as like shelves and you have something on each shelf, there's just nothing on that shelf for me. And it doesn't bother me. It's not like, oh, this big dark emptiness, there's nothing on this shelf and you better find something to put on this shelf because your life is meaningless because this shelf is empty. How do you not have anything on this shelf? To me, it was just like, it's just an empty shelf. It's just some free space. It's like some nice little free empty space in my brain, because there's a lot of other stuff going on in my brain. So this is just kind of like some little chill time, and it's a little shaded area, a little nice little empty patch of shaded grass in my brain. That's kind of how it was for me. I did not toss and turn at night thinking and feeling like it just was not a factor. It just wasn't. Now, after high school, as I went into college and as I really started to come into my adulthood, you know, young adulthood, the questions did start to come up again, because I started to get more and more questions online. I started to gain more and more of a following online, which brought in those people who were asking me those questions, which caused me to consider it and be thinking about it more. And then also in college, I met new people who were religious, who were Christians. Like, they would say, I am a Christian, I go to church, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe I follow the Bible, and like, I am a Christian. Not like, oh, I'm just kind of like spiritual, or oh, I don't really know, like, well, my parents, like, no, I am a Christian. I met people like that, and I became friends with people like that. And it kind of sparked up that same feeling from high school where I was like, I feel weird. I feel left out. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I feel like if I tell them that I'm not a Christian, they're going to look at me funny and they're going to judge me and it's going to be a problem. And like, so maybe I should just try to like, but ultimately I was like, no, I'm not going to sit here and fake and pretend and try to morph and assimilate into a whole religion just because I feel socially awkward about it. That's not a good enough reason. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to tell these people, I'm not religious. I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are my friends. I don't think anything of y'all. Hope you don't think anything of me for saying this, but I'm not a Christian. I'm not religious. I'm like agnostic, I guess, and like whatever. And then, but I would always tell people like, but I'm not close. It's not like I don't want to hear about it. It's not like I don't want to like, get that Christian stuff away from me. Like, no, it's not like that at all. Literally, like, I want to hear about it. I like learning about it. I like, you know, having these conversations with people, as long as I feel safe in the conversation. The only reason why I would not like to have that conversation is when I feel like I'm being attacked, and when I feel like I'm being judged, and when I feel like I'm being talked to punitively and things like that. Obviously, that gets very uncomfortable. But if I feel like this is a safe environment and these people respect me and we're just having a respectful back and forth conversation, I love talking about stuff like that. I love talking about the bigger picture. I love talking about things that are bigger than us. I love hearing what other people think and believe when it comes to their faith and things like that. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you can't be a Christian around me. Like, please do your thing. Tell me about it. Include me. I want to hear. And even I would say, like, there was times where like they invited me to come to church with them, and I went a couple of times. Like, I don't have any problem. Just like I would still go to church with my grandma. Still, like, it's not like a disgust. It's not like, you know, it's nothing like that. It's just I don't label myself in that way. I don't immerse myself in this stuff. But, and I don't mean to say this stuff like it's just some little stuff, but you know, that's just not me. But do your thing. Cool. And I'll even come do it with you if you want me to a certain extent, obviously. But yeah, so in college, that's when I really was making, you know, the friends that you guys still see me with to this day. You know, a lot of them I met in college, and a lot of them, those are the people I'm talking about. Like, they, you know, are a lot more traditionally, I think. I will say, out of my friend group, if you were to ask them nowadays, people in my friend group, I don't think anybody, and I think this goes for like most young people in the world, period. People don't like the word religious. They don't like religion. That has a negative connotation to it. And a lot of people, no matter who you are, they don't like to label themselves as being religious. They prefer the term spiritual, even if it's like, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I follow the Bible. Yes, you know, I follow these practices of this religion, but I don't like the word religion. I don't like the word religious. I consider myself to be spiritual, or I consider myself to just have a relationship with God. I have a relationship with God. I have a relationship with Christianity. Like, the word religious, I don't think a lot of people label themselves like that, period. But just for technicality's sake, I'm using that word because when I use that word, I'm talking about, if you're a Christian, you follow the, what is it? I think there's probably like five main practices. Is it five? I feel like I read somewhere that there's like five main practices that like define that you are a Christian. You believe this, you believe that, you do this and you do that. You are a Christian. To me, that's religion. You're following the religion. You know what I mean? You're not making up your own spiritual rules or journey. You're not like coming up with your own thoughts and ideas. There's something that you are adhering to that already existed before you. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean when I say religious. So a lot, like I said, a lot of my friends are like that. It varies though, not everyone. But yeah, so that's kind of where I really, like in college was where I really became comfortable, because in high school, like I said, it just kind of wasn't a factor. It wasn't talked about. I didn't really have to worry about it. But in college, I had to worry about it more. I was being asked about it more. I was being confronted with it more. So I had to get comfortable, and I had to get confident with actually telling people, no, I am actually, because the funny thing is, and maybe it's not funny, but people look at me, they get to know me, and they automatically assume that I'm a Christian. It has happened to me so many times. It's not even a question. They're not asking me like, oh, so what, you know, what's your faith or what church do you go to? They're not asking me. They're like just assuming, like they'll just say like, what kind of example can I give? It's kind of like if somebody just assumes that you play basketball without even asking if you play basketball or not. And they're just like, oh, so what kind of basketball shoes do you wear? Like, what brand do you wear? What court do you go to? And I'm just kind of like, court? Shoes? I don't play basketball. And they're like, wait, what? You didn't even ask me if I played basketball or not. You're just like assuming and like skipping to the next questions. That's how I felt a lot of times when it came to the topic of religion. It wasn't like trying to even make sure if I'm a Christian first. It was just more so like, oh, so what church do you go to? I don't go. Oh, you don't? Wait, why? What? Like, it was just kind of like, oh, wait, hold on. Like surprising to people to find. And I still experience that to this day, mostly through social media, when my followers, this just happened the other day. I tweeted something and it went along with the fact that, like, I said that I don't label myself as a Christian. And people were like, wait, what? You're not a Christian? Oh, and somebody was like, oh, so weird when you've been watching somebody for years and you find out that they're not at all who you thought they were. I was like, who did you think I was? And where did you get that from? I don't have any content on any of my social media platforms that just says, or would make you think specifically that I'm a Christian specifically. Is it because I'm a good and decent person that you assume that I'm a Christian? Like, I don't know. I've always kind of wondered that, because it's like often very surprising to people when they find out that, like, actually I'm, like, I guess technically agnostic or whatever you want to call it. At least at that time, like back in college, that's what I would say. And people would be like, oh, and it would give this weird vibe, like, oh, okay, never mind, whatever. But I had to get confident with that. I had to, you know, stand my ground and be like, yes, this is me. Sorry if it makes you uncomfortable, but this is me. This is my truth. And I had to get comfortable with telling people that. So that kind of leads into more present day, you know, after college, coming into my adulthood. You know, I'm turning 28 now. I graduated college in 2015. I'm old. But that kind of leads into present day, where it's just kind of like, I'm confident to just say, no, I'm not religious. No, I'm not a Christian. No, I'm not this. No, I don't go to church. No, I don't read the Bible. No, I don't pray to Jesus. No, I don't. No, 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 and no. And I'm not going to be afraid to say that. And you're not going to make me feel bad for saying that. And nobody can make me nervous to say that anymore. And if you start making me feel uncomfortable and you start making me feel like this isn't a safe space, I will just end the conversation. And if it's online, I'm just going to block you. If it's in person, I'm going to stop hanging around you, because there's no reason why I should have to feel uncomfortable for my personal beliefs when I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not doing anything bad. You know what I mean? I'm a good person, you know, regardless. So that's kind of how I handle it. Now let's talk about, present day beliefs, how my beliefs have kind of changed or shifted since college. I believe it was actually after college. It was more so, I may be wrong, but I want to say it was more so around 2015, 2016. So this, you know, I graduated in 2015. I had my daughter in 2016. And maybe it had something to do with me having my daughter. But I remember up until that point, I had always seen Zodiac stuff, horoscope stuff, astrology stuff on Twitter. That's where I had really only ever seen anything that had to do with astrology or knew or heard anything about it, was on Twitter, because I don't know if y'all know those like automatic horoscope tweets that people had set up like years ago, and people still have them. I don't know why people still use those, but I just remember always seeing those and not having any idea what the heck that was or what they were talking about. Like, I don't know if this is like common or normal, but like for me as a kid and as a teenager, nobody was talking about astrology. I think that's pretty safe to say, like for our generation, it just wasn't like a popular thing like that. And so, like I said, I only kind of would see it on Twitter and be like, what is that? Like, what does this even mean? Okay, so it's like predicting your future. Like, this is so fake. This, like, I thought it was dumb, honestly. I thought it was fake and it was dumb, and I didn't see any meaning to it or any like anything to it, and didn't even care to look into it. Until, like I said, something made me want to look into it. I want to say it was around 2015, 2016. And maybe it was because, like, I was having Zaya and I kind of wanted to know, like, okay, well, let me just see, like, what would her zodiac sign be based on when she's supposed to be born? And let me just kind of look into, okay, so they're saying she would be an Aries. Okay, what does it mean to be an Aries? Okay, what does any of this even mean? So I started to kind of like look into it just a little bit. Slowly over the course of, you know, these past few years, I would see things and I would look into things and I would read articles and I would watch videos about astrology and about all this stuff. And little by, because in the beginning, I'm telling y'all, I was a huge skeptic. I was just like, this is dumb, honestly. Like, I just don't get it. Maybe not that it's dumb, because I try not to like have that view towards anything. I don't want to say anything is just dumb or stupid or not true or how could you believe in that, because I hate that point of view when it comes to anything. So for me, it's not like, okay, this is dumb. It's more so, this is not resonating with me at all. I'm not feeling this at all. I don't understand it at all. It's not hitting for me personally. But slowly over the years, I started looking more into it. And things were finding me when it came to astrology. Things were just showing up on my explore page, showing up on my, you know, YouTube recommended page. People would come to me and tell me things. I would meet somebody who knows more about it and they would tell me something. And little by little, I started to see truth in it. I started to feel a connection. I started to feel a sense of, wait, actually, this does make sense. Actually, okay, so this and yes, this, like, it just, I started to connect the dots and it started to really feel like something to me. And I had never had that feeling. It was such a different feeling compared to being exposed to everything that I was exposed to all throughout my childhood, all throughout teenage years, even when I was an adult and being exposed to, you know, for example, Christianity. I never felt that feeling of connection. I never felt that feeling of like, oh, yes. Okay. Wait a minute. Yes. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yes. Actually, I've seen that happen in my own life. And like, I never felt any connection or any aha moment or any emotional pull towards anything before. And trust me, I opened myself up to it. I really did open myself up to it several times in the past when it came to just like religion and spirituality in general. Like I said, I was not closed off to it. I did not have really like a lot of negative feelings towards it. I just had a very neutral stance. And yet and still, I never felt that emotional or any sort of connection. But astrology came in and I slowly started to actually feel that feeling. A lot of times people will say, like, with like horoscopes, it'll be something super vague. Like, they'll say like, you will find a surprise today. And it's like, well, a surprise could be anything. Anything you find that day, you're going to say, oh, it's a surprise. My horoscope was correct. And there's like, it's just too vague and it's too easy to like make it come true, kind of. But like, I had really specific experiences where it was not vague at all. It was very, very like specific numbers, specific dates, specific letters, specific like color, like this really specific things. And I'm like, this is weird. At first I was just like, this is weird. I don't know if I like the way this is making me feel. But then I just started to be open to it. And I just started to be like, okay, this is cool. I'm just going to use it as I'm gonna take this information. I'm gonna put it in my back pocket, just like I took information from the Bible and put it in my back pocket. Just like I took information from my Jewish friends and put that in my back pocket. And I took information from my Catholic friends and put that in my, you can learn things. If you are open-minded, if you are truly an open-minded person, you can learn so much from everyone around you, from everything around you. You can find a takeaway from everything. If you are actually open to listening, you can find really, really powerful takeaways from everything around you. And that's was always my philosophy. And so even though I didn't feel a connection to Christianity as a whole, there were things that I learned from going to church, from going to Bible study, that I did feel like, oh, this is a great message. This is a great teaching. This is a great thing to keep in mind. I like that. Let me file that away in my brain. And same thing with anything else that I may have run into. No, I am not a Christian. No, I'm not going to, just because I like this one verse, I'm not going to jump headfirst into this whole religion, but I can take bits and pieces that resonate with me. And that's how I treated astrology. It's just been over the last couple of years that out of everything, astrology is the one thing that I can really say that I like believe in 80% of the way. I could just say like, yes, I believe in astrology. Yes, I do look at, you know, what people's signs are and their big three. And like, I do research and I look into those things because I feel a connection to that. I feel like there's some truth to it. I think another reason why I feel a connection to astrology, or, you know, why it kind of resonates with me, is because astrology is connected to the natural world in the sense of like, it's connected to nature. It's connected to the stars and the moon and the tide, the ocean and the way, like it's connected to the planets, like physical, tangible things. And for me, it just makes sense. You know, if the moon controls the ocean, I think the moon can quote unquote control me. And that's, I'm very grossly simplifying this. And that's why I didn't want to get into specifics, because I know I'm going to say something and people are going to be, well, actually, that's not how it works. And like, that's not even what astrology is. And that's not even how it works. I know. Please don't go into that whole spiel on me, because I know I'm just like making very general comments to get my main thoughts out, because otherwise this podcast would be 45 hours long if I had to be correct about every single example that I'm giving. But yeah, so basically nowadays when people ask me about my religious or spiritual or just anything bigger than you type of beliefs, that's kind of the first things that I will bring up, is like, I do believe in astrology to a certain extent, but again, astrology is not my life. Astrology is not my religion. Astrology is not what I base all my actions on and all my life, meaning like astrology does not hold that much weight. Astrology to me is an interesting tool, an interesting something, like I said, to keep in my back pocket to combine with other thoughts and beliefs, or compare to other thoughts and beliefs. Astrology is not my life at all. It's an extra little, you know, interesting layer to my personality and to my beliefs, but it's not everything to me. And I'm also open to the fact that like I could completely change my mind about astrology at any given point. I may wake up tomorrow and something might happen, or I might, you know, discover something that makes me go, oh, actually, no, this actually doesn't make sense to me anymore. Now that I think about it this way, or now that I've realized this, I don't really actually care too much about astrology. I don't really care to like look into that or like, you know, care about that anymore. I could change my mind. And that's been my whole thing for as long as I can remember. I have been very open to changing my mind. I am not a closed off person who's just like anti this and anti that. And like, I don't want to hear it. And don't tell me about it, because I just don't even want, like, I'm not a closed off person like that. I am genuinely an open minded person. I genuinely listen to other people's perspectives. And I try to be open to receiving anything that I am meant to receive, basically. And you know it when you feel it. I think you kind of just know it when you feel it. Somebody tells you something and you're just kind of like, no, I don't know about that. But then they tell you something like, oh, well, actually, interesting. I think I might actually look more into that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm open in that sense. So because I was open, I let astrology in. And astrology, you know, she chilling. You know, if you want to, again, making the metaphors about my brain, astrology, she got a little spot on the shelf. She got a little spot on. She is not taking up the whole shelf. She is not the shelf. It's not the astrology shelf. That is still just the general spiritual belief shelf. And she got a little corner. She got a little corner on the shelf for now. And you could get booted off the shelf at any point. Okay. That's how it works in my brain. Things can get added and things can get taken away with a quickness. So watch yourself. No, but okay. Outside of astrology, the other thing is just kind of like, okay, bigger picture. Things that people always ask me are, okay, so what do you believe as far as like these big life questions? Where do you believe that we come from? You know, what do you believe about the creation of the world? What do you believe about life after death, or what happens when you die in general? Who do you pray to? Like, what do you turn to? What do you believe when you're going through hard times, when you're feeling lost and confused? What do you turn to? Like, what do you believe in? What do you lean on? What is the meaning of life for you? You know, what are the answers to these bigger questions for you? And I have one answer for pretty much any of those questions that you could ask me. I pretty much have one answer. I don't know. I don't. And at this point, I don't believe that I am capable of knowing. I don't believe that my little tiny human brain is ever going to get to a point where it's like, yes, I know this, this, and this for a fact. I don't believe that will ever happen for me. And truthfully, this is the part that like I don't like saying as much, because people do take offense to it, and I don't mean any offense by it. So warning, trigger warning. Okay, guys, I'm having to insert this clip in from the future. I got distracted while I was recording and I ended up losing my train of thought and not even making the point that I wanted to make right here. So I wanted to insert this clip to make sure that I make this point. If you're watching the video version, I'm recording this from my regular computer microphone. And if you're just listening to it, the audio might sound a little bit weird. But what I was going to say is that in the same way that I don't know and I don't believe that my little tiny human brain is even capable of comprehending these things, I also don't believe that any other human being on this earth really knows anything for sure. And basically another way to say that is I don't really believe that anybody else knows what they're talking about when it comes to, is there a God? Who is God? What is God? What are the answers to these bigger questions in life as far as how everything was created and life after death? All these big questions, and the main question just being, is there a God? And then if there is, you know, can you describe it? What is it? What are we supposed to believe about God? I don't believe that I will ever have the answers to those questions. I don't believe that I will ever be able to understand whatever the answer really is. I don't think my human brain is even capable of understanding it, because I think it would be so, just so much bigger than me that my brain can't even comprehend it. And I don't think any other human being on this earth can either. So that's the thing, is that when it comes to religion or spirituality in general, everything traces back to something that another human being passed to another human being. Yes, it originates from something bigger than us, but it got passed down to a human being and it got passed through humans. And I just don't trust humans with that kind of information. I just don't really feel like it's likely that us little humans understood it correctly. You know what I mean? I don't think it's very likely that us little humans really know what we're talking about. So in a sense, I almost feel like it is audacious. It's a little bit audacious to me. It's like, to me, it's like you have the audacity to think that you know what you're talking about when it comes to these subjects. These are the most difficult, the most complicated subjects that exist that we know of. These are the most complicated questions that exist. Hardest question in the whole wide world. And you little human, you are so audacious. You have the audacity to think that you know what you're talking about, and you think that you know better than the next human who might have a differing belief and might have a whole different explanation for it. You think that you're right and they're wrong. To me, it's audacious. And to me, my stance is I'm not listening to none of y'all, because I don't believe that any of us are even capable of understanding or being able to explain it, let alone teach it and pass it down correctly for hundreds and hundreds of years. I'm aware that there's like some different theories. Okay, this person thinks this is how the world was created. This person thinks this, you could even say this is proof of that, but you could also say this is proof of that. There's proof. I saw a TikTok, I'm going off on a tangent, but I saw a TikTok that was saying how like you can find proof for anything, especially in this age of mass information, and so much information is available to us at our fingertips, and so much information is just being put out into the world and shared with the world because of the internet, really. You can find, if I want to, and in the TikTok, the example that he gave was, if I want to prove to myself that coffee ruins my eyesight, I could do research and I could find quote unquote reputable sources, articles and things from scientists and well-known people that say, yes, caffeine, coffee is linked to ruining your eyesight. And he could pull up a bunch of articles and be like, see, I told you coffee ruins your eyesight. But also he could then turn around and be like, well, let me prove that coffee makes your eyesight better. And you could go on Google, and if you search, you are going to be able to find articles that say, actually, caffeine has a positive effect on your eyesight, and there are ways in which drinking a cup of coffee a day can actually improve your eyesight. Like, if you search, you can find it. You can find somebody out there who's going to back up what you're saying. And that goes for all things, including what I'm talking about right now, as far as like the answers to these bigger questions and what's the truth? What is the truth of the world? What is the truth of who we are as people? Like, you could, anybody could say that they're right and you're wrong. There's no definitive, whether you're talking about scientific theories, whether you're talking about the ways that different religions disagree with each other, whether you're talking about the more like spiritual views on everything, there's nothing. And trust me, people have tried. And again, I don't care if you're talking about the scientific theories, there's nothing that anyone can show me or tell me that will make me say, oh, okay, yeah, well, that's proof. I have no choice but to believe in this because you just proved it to me. No, I could just say, well, there's always a way you can argue against it. There's always a way that you can show proof of the opposite. So my answer to that is, I don't know. I don't know. If, again, going back to the metaphor I used before, if this was a competition, y'all all seem pretty much equal to me. Equally possible and equally ridiculous, if I'm being frank. This, and I don't want to go on a rant, but I don't understand how people can be like, look at an opposing belief or an opposing, quote unquote, opposing religion and be like, that's ridiculous. Why would you believe in that? So you mean to tell me that you really think that such and such happened, and then it just kind of, so that's what you really think? No. Well, obviously what really happened is he walked on water. Like, if we really are taking an unbiased view, if we can step outside of ourselves and look and take an unbiased view, the scientific proof is outlandish. The Christian stories from Christianity are outlandish. The stories from every other religion that's what makes it what it is. It's so much bigger than us. It's not ever going to be a simple answer. It's going to be some aspect to it that's kind of just like unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. We use the word unbelievable as like, wow, that's amazing. That's so unbelievable. I can't believe that. But it's also literally, that's unbelievable. I can't believe that. I don't believe that. You know, that's how I look at it. And I don't look at anyone as being more of a winner or more true or more logical. Y'all all sound equal to me, kind of, pretty much. And so my thing is, I don't know. I don't know which, if I think of everything as like a physical metaphor. So if I say, if there are five people in front of me, not five, apparently there's 10,000 different religions, 10,000 different beliefs you can have. There's 10,000 people before me and they're all trying to get me to join their side. And they're all trying to prove to me like, well, this, you know, cause you're going to see one day you're going to see that it's this, this, and this. And like, okay, I'm just trying to tell you, okay. I just would say, okay, to everybody. Okay, cool. Well, I'll see. I'm going to wait until I have that moment within myself, but I don't think I'm ever going to have that moment within myself. I don't think I'm ever going to have that moment within myself. I think I'm perfectly fine with just being like, I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions. That's okay. That's okay with me. I know it's not okay with a lot of people. It is okay with me to just simply say, I don't know. Is there a greater being above me? I don't know. Is there heaven? I don't know. Is there hell? I don't know. Are the stories of Jesus Christ true? I don't know. If I do X, Y, and Z, am I going to suffer for eternity in hell? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Not really worried about that. And as far as my day-to-day life, you know, people want to know, like, who do you turn to? Who do you pray to if you're going through it? Like, how do you get through life without having these answers, without having that, this safety, this cocoon, this, you know, metaphorical structure around you to shield you in and to lean on and to have something to believe in? How do you go through life with just saying, I don't know, to everything? Like, that just sounds so horrible. It's not horrible. Like, that, honestly, that's the least of my concerns. I don't know if that makes me sound like a crazy person, but that's the least of my, I don't go around thinking about that all the time. I don't go around just being worried like, what's going to happen when I die? Because I don't know if there is heaven or hell, or I don't know if it's this, or I don't know if it's that. Like, I'm just so stressed because, like, what's going to happen to me when I die? I'm not stressed about that because when it happens, it's going to happen and I'm not going to be able to change it. Like, and I'm going to be dead. And like, I don't worry myself about those things. I don't worry. Why do I again, I'm starting to get into the parts that get a little bit more not controversial, but just like a little bit more argumentative. But for me, it's like, why do I need to know how the world was created? What do I need that information for? I'm here on this earth living my life right now with my family and my loved ones, doing my thing, my purpose. You know, I'm here right now. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Why do I need to know where the earth started from? Why do I need to know whether it's the Big Bang Theory or whether it was God or why do I need to know that? I could go my whole life without having those answers and be just fine. I could still live my life. I could still do my thing. I could still help others. I can still make a difference in this world. I can still be a good human being without knowing how the world was created and what happens after we die. Literally, why do I need to know that? You know that meme where she's like, I was going to do that anyway because that's just how I am. At the end of the day, I am me and I have my own morals based on experiences, based on in-person experiences. I don't need, and this is, I'm scared because I'm starting to get preachy and I'm starting to get argumentative and I don't want to sound defensive and I don't want to sound like I'm trying to, you know, like I said, sway y'all or argue against anybody. For me personally, I don't need a sacred book to tell me how to be a good person. I don't need a sacred book to tell me how to be kind and loving and honest and not to murder people and not to do X, Y, and Z. I know how to be a good person because of the golden rule. I know what feels bad when somebody does something to me that makes me feel bad, then that's bad. And I'm going to try and not do that to other people. I know what feels good. I know what makes me feel good when I'm helping others, when I'm being kind, when I'm living out a purpose in this world. You know what I mean? Bringing value into this world. I don't need a religion to teach me how to do those things, to tell me what those things are. I've been living my life with the absence of religion this whole time. And I think I've been doing just as good of a job, if not better, just as good of a job as anyone who is strictly following a religion or anyone who does have a strong, you know, you don't want to call yourself religious. Okay. You call yourself spiritual and you just feel like you have a really strong relationship with God. Are you better than me? Are you a better person than me because you have a strong relationship with God? Does your relationship with God make you a better person than me? Does it show you something that I don't know? Does it teach you something that I don't know? Does it make you able to do something that I can't do? These are the big questions, y'all. Let's get into it. Y'all wanted to get into it. Let's get into it. Does me not having that relationship in my life, does me not having that thing to turn to because I don't pray, because I don't whatever, and I'm using Christianity as the most common example because it just is the most common. But even if it's not Christianity, even if whatever it is, you at home listening, however you label yourself, whatever you believe in, because I don't believe in that, because I don't follow that, am I missing something in my life? Am I missing something as a person? Am I not as good of a person, not as valuable of a person, not as worthy? Do I not bring value to this world the same way you do? Let's think about it. I am still me. I am still able to, you know, and like I said, I'm also still able to, if there are really specific teachings and practices, I can still learn those things and I can still take those bits and pieces and put it in my back pocket and still benefit from it. So yeah, currently the answer to the question, what do you believe in? What are your spiritual beliefs? I believe that I do not know. I do not know the answers to most of those questions that people be asking, the bigger questions of life. I don't know the answer. And I don't feel like I have to know the answer. I don't feel like I need those answers to be able to live a fulfilled life. I am not scared. I am not stressed about the answers to those questions. I live my life not knowing those answers. And I think I'm still, for the most part, living my life in a very similar way to people who do feel like they do know those answers. Honestly, the fact that you feel like you have an answer and I don't, it doesn't really make a huge difference between you and I in most cases. Because at the end of the day, we all struggle. We all, you know, just because, you know, it's not like some magical, sometimes people, Sometimes people make it seem like if I were to have a relationship with God, if I were to let Jesus into my heart, if I were to practice a certain religion, if I were to let those things more into my life, it would fix some of my problems that people either think I have or know I have. You know, I've expressed to y'all that I struggle with depression. I struggle with anxiety. I've had certain just things that have happened in my personal life in my past that were like negative things and just things that I struggle with currently right now. Sometimes people make it seem like, well, if you would just give your life over to God, if you would just let religion into your life, whatever that may look like for the person who's telling me, then, you know, this would be a great way to deal with X, Y, and Z. I see you're dealing with X, Y, and Z. Have you tried turning to Jesus? Because, and then it's making it seem like if I turn to Jesus, then it's, so you're saying there's going to fix it for me? Because I just feel like that's a little bit manipulative.
Okay, I'm back with another side note. Along these same lines, the other thing that I wanted to say was that I don't think that there's a huge difference between me being a quote unquote non-believer, if you want to label it like that, me not being sure, me not saying that I believe in God necessarily. I'm open to it. Like I keep saying, it's not that I'm 100% a non-believer. It's just that I feel like I don't know. I feel very unsure. I'm still questioning it. And so therefore, because I'm not sure, then I can't say that I am a believer and I don't belong to any religion. And so I don't have that in my life. I don't have something like that to necessarily turn to in a time of need. And people often make it seem like I'm missing that and that that's a problem for me. If I were to open up and actually let Christianity, for example, into my life, then I would have something to turn to and I would have something to help me with a lot of my problems. But I don't see, in my experience, knowing so many religious people, spiritual people, Christians, non-Christians, and just, I know a lot of people. I've been exposed even through social media, especially through social media. I have met and talked to, you know, had conversations with thousands of people, literally thousands of people from all walks of life. Like I said, especially through social media, but also in person, going to different schools, going to college, living in different cities, traveling, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm getting all this information from just three people that I spoke to one time 10 years ago. Like this is an ongoing thing that constantly has come up in my life and I pay attention to this. And so what I'm getting at is through my experience with knowing all these different people, I don't see someone who has a relationship with God as having a better life than me. I don't see them as being happier than me. I don't see them as being better than me in any sort of way, more comfortable, more mentally stable, more like I still see those people struggling in the same way that I struggle. We all struggle as part of the human experience. When you really start paying attention and, you know, people can fake things on the surface level, especially through social media. People might be making their life seem a certain way and it's really not true. But when you actually really get to know people, you realize that we are all struggling in our own way. We all are dealing with something and nobody has a perfect life. Nobody is 100% stable, 100% anything. Even the most devout Christians, even the people who you just think like they really have their shit together and they really have an amazing relationship with God, they still struggle. You know what I mean? They still have negativity in their life. They still have negative aspects of who they are as a person. And so I don't really feel a pull towards any sort of religion or, you know, wanting a relationship with God because I look at people who have it and I'm like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I don't feel like you have something that I need. I'm not, you know, to put it bluntly, I'm not jealous of you. You know, I don't see you having anything that I really, really want that I don't have. And this is a huge reason why I'm so comfortable just saying, I don't know. And I honestly kind of don't care. It doesn't bother me that I don't have strong beliefs about God. It doesn't bother me that I don't have a religion or, you know, I don't have a certain being that I pray to. It doesn't bother me. I don't know. I don't know the answers to these questions. I don't know what I believe, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me because I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Anything that you have learned from your relationship with God, I also have that same information, and I just learned it in a different way. There's nothing that anybody has ever told me that they've gained from their relationship with God that I don't already have through another source.
Awkward. This is awkward. I feel suddenly, I think, you know, the last few minutes were a little bit more defensive than I wanted to get. Like I said, I came into this episode just wanting to basically tell y'all a story. Tell y'all some fun facts about myself. Tell y'all my story of from elementary to middle to high school to college to now, and how I'm feeling now and how I label myself now. You know, I didn't want this to be anything defensive or argumentative again, because I really, really hate that aspect of this conversation. Trying to prove yourself, like, this is what I think and this is why you should respect my opinion. I think I get like that because I do feel like people don't respect my opinion. People just don't respect me on this topic. They're just not trying to hear it. They're just like, oh brother, rolling their eyes, and oh girl, you just don't know. That's the sentiment that I get from a lot of people. Oh, you poor thing, you just don't even know what you're talking about, you poor lost soul. Oh, I feel bad for you because you just well, one day you're gonna see and it's gonna be too late. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. And that's what makes me get defensive in conversations, because it's like, I'm not just a stupid, empty, airheaded person. Like, you're making it seem like I'm stupid. Like, I can't think for myself. Like, I'm not smart enough to believe the things that you believe. I'm not smart enough to see the truth that you see. I'm not stupid. You could call me a lot of things, but you cannot call me stupid. You know what I mean? I'm a deep thinker. Hello, I'm a Virgo. I'm a deep, deep thinker. If you sit down and have a real deep conversation with me, I can have a deep conversation. I can debate back and forth. I can throw different ideas around. I have critical thinking skills. So I just don't like when people make me feel like they're just like, oh, well, you just as if I've never thought about this, as if I've never taken the time to think about this stuff for myself. And I'm just kind of just spurting out a bunch of bullshit. Like, this is not bullshit to me. My spiritual beliefs are just as much not bullshit the same way your beliefs are not bullshit. Like, it wouldn't be right for me to say that your beliefs are a bunch of stupid bullshit and you can't think for yourself. Don't say that about me either. Don't insinuate that about me either. Like, I don't appreciate that. So that's why I sometimes get defensive, because I'm already thinking, like, I'm thinking as I'm recording the messages that I'm going to get and the comments that I'm going to get. And it does make me defensive, but that's just an unfortunate side effect. I really don't care. I really don't. Again, my thing is, as long as you are not hurting yourself or hurting anybody else, believe whatever you want to believe, whatever makes you feel good, whatever makes you feel safe, whatever makes you feel comfortable, whatever gives you something to lean on, whatever, you know, whatever works for you, whatever resonates with you, do that. Please do that. I don't care. I don't want all my friends to be like me. I'm not like itching for them to agree with me. They're not itching for me to agree with them. That's what makes our friendship so beautiful. I only would care if you were hurting yourself or hurting other people, you know, being evil towards other people. If your religion is something in your religion literally says something that causes you to hurt other people, then I got a problem with you. And that does exist. Then I do have a problem with you. When you're using religion for evil, like, there's a direct connection between your religious beliefs and what you're doing, and it's clearly hurting other people, I don't play that. And I will call you out on it. But other than that, to me, it's like, why does it matter? And also, why do people care so much about what I believe? But yeah, so just to wrap it up, just because, you know, if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, I want to be able to kind of put it into one sentence. Okay, what are my spiritual beliefs? My spiritual beliefs are, I am open to the idea of pretty much every idea that has ever been shared, every possibility that anyone has ever already said, I'm open to it, because I don't believe that I have the answers. I believe that really any of those theories, any of those ideas, any of those beliefs could be correct. Maybe I kind of lean more towards others versus others. Maybe some kind of sort of resonate with me more than others, but not in a really, really strong way, aside from the exception to that rule being astrology. Astrology is the only thing within this whole realm that I really actually lean towards. Like, I actually lean into astrology. I don't really lean into much else, but I'm open to it. And I'm open to the idea that I could change my mind at any moment. I'm open to, you know, things switching back and forth, coming in, coming out. And I think I would like to believe that there is something bigger than me. I feel like it makes sense that there is something. There's something that I don't quite know about. There's something above me, not above me, but like in a metaphorical way, there is something bigger out there. There is an answer. I guess that's what I would say. There is an answer to all of these big life questions. You know what I mean? There is an answer somewhere. I just don't even know if out of all these 10,000, like they said, there's 10,000 different religions in the world. Who's to say that even one of those 10,000 is actually correct? Y'all came up with 10,000 different ideas and it could still not be any one of those. That's wild to think about. That's how I think about things. That's my belief. I am open to all 10,000 of these things. I'm not going to ever sit up here and say that I have the authority to say that any of those things are right or wrong. I lean towards astrology just because that's what's resonating with me right now. But I also am open to the idea that it could be not even any of those 10,000 things and be something that none of us have ever even heard of or thought about could be the real answer to those questions. And I'm fine with not ever knowing. I am fine with not ever knowing. If I grow to be an old lady and I pass away still feeling how I feel right now, that will be okay with me. It does not torment me at night. The end. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. This is probably going to be my longest episode to date, and I feel like I still didn't even necessarily dive into every aspect of it. Maybe I need to do a part two. I think definitely if you guys have specific questions that I didn't quite answer for you, feel free, hit me up on Instagram at Ravenlee's Podcast. You guys can comment on there or message me at Ravenlee's Podcast with any specific questions that you have. I'm going to respectfully ask that you do not preach at me in my DMs. It's just, I'm just going to tell you right now, if you heard anything that I said in this podcast, yes, I am an open-minded listener, but if you are going to be talking down on me in any kind of way, preaching at me, you know what I mean? Like, not, there's a difference between having a conversation and preaching at somebody and kind of talking down on them. And, you know, y'all know what I mean. Please don't do that. But if you want to have a conversation, if you want to share something with me, if you have a specific question, feel free to ask. I'm pretty open about these things and I can definitely do a part two of this episode if y'all are interested. And yeah, if you listen to this whole thing, thank you so much for listening. I think that you a real one. You are a real one if you cared enough to know this information about me, because like I said, it doesn't really matter. And that makes me feel, it makes me feel loved when people listen to me and just kind of want to know these things about me. It really does make me feel really loved. So thank y'all for that. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.